This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Friday, November 21st. U.S. government data is starting to trickle out, yet there is no consistency with how individual agencies are handling the backlog. The World Agricultural Outlook Board, which handles the monthly WASDE report, skipped the September report completely. Monthly customs export numbers were released for September this week, and October volumes will be published on December 1st. The Foreign Agricultural Service will be releasing two reports per week until the end of the year, and the CFTC has stated that the Commitments of Traders report will be releasing their backlog at a pace of about two per week, with the intention of being caught up by January 23, 2026. The first post-shutdown COT report, dated November 19th, was for marketing week 40. That information was priced in months ago, but it does show why support existed in the futures until the beginning of October. In that reporting week, Managed Money once again increased their long position to a total of 158,062 contracts, the largest long position for any marketing week on record. Prior to the release of the Hogs and Pigs report at the end of September, speculation was rampant and Managed Money was driving it. Subsequent COT reports will reveal who started to put pressure on the futures and when, but our suspicion is that it was a function of Managed Money profit-taking.